Greetings and good morning. This is Eric Gould with your KVNF Sports Report for Friday, September 20th. High school football teams from around the listening area have their last non-league games this weekend. Tonight's featured contest will be at 7 o'clock in Hotchkiss, where the Bulldogs play host to undefeated and 6th-ranked Monta Vista. Hotchkiss is 2-1 after last week's 43-0 drubbing of Del Norte. The Bulldogs scored on 5 of their first 6 possessions and were never really challenged against the Tigers. Junior Devin Roop threw a 12-yard touchdown pass to Hank Edwards, and Roop also ran for a Bulldogs score in the win. Alex Smith continued his fine season with 133 rushing yards and 2 touchdowns, and Duncan Turnbull chipped in with 90 rushing yards for Hotchkiss, now ranked 4th in the state, according to a Denver Post poll. Paonia dropped to 2-1 after a 27-14 loss last week against a very strong Centauri squad. Taylor Walters scored on a 9-yard touchdown run and also threw a touchdown pass to Logan Schopp for the Eagles, whose shorthanded defense was not able to contain a potent Falcons passing attack. Paonia also had breakdowns in special teams and gave up an 83-yard punt return touchdown in the loss. Paonia goes on the road for the first time tonight and plays at Dolores. Defending 1A state champion Cedar Edge gets a much-needed week off as the 3-1 Bruins prepare for next week's huge rivalry game against Hotchkiss. Cedar Edge rolled to a 42-0 victory over Dolores last week in the Bruins' first home game of the season. Xander Camp had 2 scoring runs in the game, and quarterback Trent Walker ran for 2 touchdowns and threw for another in the dominant win. Cedar Edge is ranked 3rd in the state, according to a Denver Post poll. The number 3 team in 4A is Montrose, and the Indians are poised for what could be a special season. Montrose beat Pueblo West 23-14 on the road last week and improved to 4-0. Mike Rocha and Nick Foster had rushing touchdowns, and quarterback Cameron DeVincentis threw a touchdown pass to Ira Wooten in the victory. The Indians host Hinkley tonight in Montrose. Not to be forgotten are the Delta Panthers, off to a terrific 2-1 start after a 35-14 triumph at Eagle Valley last week. Cade Gafford threw 2 touchdowns to Devin Williams, and Tyler Sandoval toted the rock 10 times and scored twice in the Big Panthers victory. The Panthers play Moffitt County at 7 tonight in Delta. In girls volleyball, Paonia continues to roll and is undefeated at 7-0. The Eagles are ranked 4th in the state. After surviving its first real test in a 5-game thriller against Meeker, Paonia went on to sweep Hotchkiss 3-0 last Tuesday. Carson Pfeiffer led the way for Paonia with 16 kills, and Easton Hardigan and Jesse Holt registered 7 kills apiece for the Eagles. Morgan Hardigan and Taylor Karsten were strong defensively for the Eagles, posting 11 and 10 digs in the solid victory. Paonia is on the road for a conference matchup at North Park tonight. Stay tuned for more sports reports on Fridays here at KVNF, Mountain Grown Community Radio. This is Eric Gould for KVNF, saying good luck to all the teams in the listening area, and thanks so much for listening.